Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in to News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake in for Paul Douglas and Jordana Green. Hope that all of you are enjoying this beautiful Monday afternoon on Memorial Day as we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Going to be here till 6. Me and DJ and Laura Oaks is hanging out in the newsroom. Who else is here?
Susie Jones is also here
today.
Okay,
I didn't see Susie.
And Paul Hodowanik, one of our part-time news reporters, is here as well.
I'm thinking, it's just me and you? And then you're like, no. We got a crew hanging out here in the newsroom.
I walked into the newsroom earlier, and they were all sitting around during the Twins game, sharing a little office gossip that I won't share on the radio, but just sort of chatting about, you know, the happenings around town as they get a little breather during the Twins game.
I got you. All right. Well, we're going to hang out here for the next couple of hours, enjoy some conversation, take it all the way up into the drive time news with Laura Oaks and Adam Carter. And it's Memorial Day, and I think that so many people right now, if you're out and about, you're driving from one place to the next, or you're sitting at home, what are you doing right now? Like, you're grilling, enjoying a good meal, enjoying friends, enjoying family. And I would say of all of the years here recently, that Memorial Day has come at just the right time for all of us. And I do mean that. And what I mean by that it's coming at just the right time for all of us, is that this last couple of weeks has been overwhelming. It's been stressful for us as a country. There are so many people that have been grieving, so many people that have been saddened, so many people that have been outraged, so many people that have been upset and venting about gun reform, about gun violence, and just are really, really upset, right? And really, really saddened between Buffalo and Uvalde. It's got a lot of us thinking. And so when you look at the school shooting tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, that has everyone that I know reeling. And with that, I think we all needed this weekend to be with friends. We needed this weekend to be with family. Or if you couldn't do either one of those, you just needed the weekend to reflect. I know that that's what I needed. Because I'll be honest with you, I haven't felt good all week. The news breaks, You hear we got another school shooting, and then when we start digging in deep and we start getting the specifics and particulars of what actually was taking place and how horrifying that situation was, and to know what some of those 19 children and two teachers dealt with in the final minutes of their lives, it just put me in such a weird place. So look, I can sit here and I can talk about Twins baseball. I can sit here and talk about, you know, going to a press conference tomorrow for the introduction of the new general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves. This entire last week, I've been at sporting events because the Twins were in town, right? But I tell you, DJ, that was not top of mind. I wasn't thinking about that. And I don't think that a lot of people were. Like, are we doing our day-to-day things that we do in our lives? Absolutely. Gotta work. I'm sitting here with you. We're on the radio. You're producing. I'm talking. Laura's doing news and updates and weather. So we're going to continue to do what we do because our lives don't stop. But I'd be lying to you if I was going to sit here and make it seem as though, like, every waking moment of the day, I'm thinking about music, sports, other various forms of entertainment. My mind's been thinking about the real things that affect us every single day. And those tragedies have absolutely been the top of my mind for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I reflected this weekend, I think my mind has been racing since the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. I mean, when that happens, and I was here on air when we were getting the first reports of that, and your mind goes into two things like, okay, how are we going to cover this? It's my job to share this information, but also just extreme sadness and fear and doubt and questions and all those things. And I don't think any of that really lifted because you go into overdrive, you go into work, tell the story, get information out, double check information, share this story. And then as soon as you get home, you know, you hug your kids different that night. And all of those emotions, I think, went until last night when I finally, okay, it's, you know, it's been 48 hours since I had to work and the things of the weekend have all been checked off. You know, the parties are done and the grass is mowed. And I finally stopped and that sort of feverish pitch to my emotions and being, you know, for me, finally eased a little bit last night.
I'll be honest. I didn't do anything this weekend. I didn't do anything this weekend. I just reflected and was very thankful, and I was extremely lazy. I mean, I went and I worked out. You know what I did last night? I didn't even eat it last night. I got it in the freezer, and I'm going to eat it when I get home because I feel like I had a good workout last night. I've done a pretty good job of watching what I've eaten in the last couple of days. I went into Sebastian Joe's. I sat in that long line at Sebastian Joe's and got me a pint of ice cream. I'm going to sit on the couch, watch a little Game 7 hockey tonight and just enjoy the evening. But I didn't do anything, but I needed that is what I'm saying. I needed that time to just kind of sit around, do nothing, reflect on the world because I wasn't in the mood to do much. That's just how I felt, and I think that this Memorial Day weekend and the holiday that it is, where we remember those that made the ultimate sacrifice, I just think about what we as a country can do so that we can make all of our communities safer, all of our school communities safer, all of our immediate neighborhoods in the cities we live in safer, because we have to come to grips that we have to do something different. And quite frankly, I'll say this. I have, unfortunately, been upset because every time there's a school shooting, whether it's Columbine, whether it's Sandy Hook, whatever, it's you just people, they become numb to it and they just move on to the next day, right? I think that this is actually different. And the reason why, DJ, I think that this one is different, I believe that this one is different because there's going to be so much scrutiny and a spotlight on the police response. And the way that that happened and transpired, I think that a lot of people will never, ever be okay with Uvalde. And not to say that anybody was going to be okay with it anyway, even if the police officers got there on time and, you know, 10 kids were murdered or 5 kids, regardless of the number. I just think that that specific part of this story, which we're going to find more and more about, I think that that's the game changer. Mm. I think that that's going to be one that's going to make this one a little bit different. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we will see. All right, coming up next, I pose a question to an avid traveler and DJ because I know that I got a couple of trips that I want to make this summer. Is it going to be a hectic summer? This summer, more than most, for air travelers. We get to that next. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor. All right, Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor on this Memorial Day. News Talk 830 WCCO. One thing that I've learned about DJ since I got to WCCO, even back when he was producing Late Night to start, is that he loves to travel. I'm not sure there's anybody here at the station that travels as much or loves to travel as much as DJ. I think that we all love to travel for the most part. I was even mentioning to Laura Oaks off air. She had posted like some really cool pictures of her and her family going to New York. What was it like a month or so ago? Really cool. And I don't travel as much as I should. And I'm saying to myself in my head, I'm going to do a little bit more traveling, right? But, okay, let me insert the but. The but is you got to be cognizant of the prices right now with everything, like with gas. And it, I filled up yesterday and I was at a half a tank. And I said, let me just go ahead and make sure that I'm on full to kick off the week, right? Let me get it done. Go to Costco. And about $40 later, it went from a half a tank to a full tank, right? So clearly, I think that the price that I was paying at the pump, and typically it's a lot cheaper at Costco, right? I think it was like $4.49, okay, a gallon. And so my point is not to complain about gas prices like – we all have to deal with it. I'm not complaining at all. I feel like I'm very blessed in my life. My point is that, though, you have to factor in so many different things right now when you're talking about traveling, not just beyond the economics and the pricing of these trips, right? But cancellations with different airlines and stuff. And so, like, this headline here from CNN, hundreds more flights canceled Monday, disrupting the holiday travel. Another chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Upwards of 6,000 global flights have been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed, according to flight tracking website FlightAware. And so my question to a seasoned veteran traveler and David Josephson is, are you expecting a very hectic summer when we talk about air travel and just travel across the board? Because right now, I only have one trip booked over the course of the next couple of months. NBA Summer League is in Las Vegas. I will be traveling there, and I booked my flight, I want to say about 6 or 7 weeks ago. And so when I hopped on, and I booked through Delta, when I hopped on the app or the website, DJ, I looked up the price. And the price at that particular time, granted, this is like 6 or 7 weeks ago, almost 2 months ago.
Yep.
It was like $300. So I didn't immediately click and buy it right then and there. A week later, a week passes, I go back on. I said, you know what? I think the price is probably going to jump up here in the next week or so. Mm-hmm. Let me just go ahead and purchase the ticket now. Well, in the midst of that 5 or 6 days, the price jumped up like $50 for the same exact, itinerary that I wanted. Yeah. And so I said, let me just go ahead and do it now because I do not want to have to be stuck with a $600 round trip or something like that. To some places easy to get to as Las Vegas, right? So I went ahead, I booked it at like $350 or whatever. And now if you go on and you look everything, I mean, this is like massively up there. Mm-hmm. So I know that you love to travel. And you and your wife are really good at doing it on the cheap. And you're able to cut a lot of cost out of it. How difficult is planning for summer travel has been for you guys just due to the, you know, the economy?
Yeah, I mean, certainly a lot of things have gone up. It's interesting you started with gas prices because, it's something that I think a lot of Americans think about a lot. And I think one of the reasons we think about it is because there's a giant red sign everywhere you drive that says how much the price of gas is, right? And everything else is going up in price too, but you don't see that sign. You don't see the, well, yesterday it was $3.99 and today it's $4.19. And I fall into that trap all the time. You go, oh my God. And it's always top of mind.
Yep.
But if you go look at, okay, let's say my family is going to take a week long trip this summer and we're budgeting and we're planning for that. Well, even if you're doing a lot of driving, even if you're driving across the country, that increase in gas price, you're maybe paying an extra couple thousand or a couple hundred, maybe $300 or $400 if you're driving a really big vehicle and going a long way. It's, you know, in comparison with your family and all of the other costs associated with travel, that gas additional cost is getting to be a bigger deal, but is still,
absolutely
it's still
is.
Fractional compared to, you know, if you're driving to Disney, well, all the tickets and everything else to get into Disney and the food and the hotel and all that other stuff is way higher than the gas prices. But I think what the gas prices being up also contributes to is everything else, right? I mean, that's what we hear is that every product you buy is more expensive because of the gas. Every employee needs to make more to cover for the gas and airline tickets. That's a lot of the increase. It's kind of the perfect storm where COVID is coming to a place where people are willing to take the risk and travel, and school's letting out, and my family's traveling in a few weeks, right, when school's out, mm-hmm. And then gas prices are high, too. So, yes, we're looking at tickets. You know, we booked a trip for this summer, and we were at a really flexible situation. We wanted to go anytime this a certain week, and we were flexible on our destination, and we still paid over $400 each round trip to go. This was mm-hmm. to go to New England, and that's more than I would usually spend. I mean, I'm trying to look at flying a budget airline, and I'm trying to look at tickets that are under 200 round trip and saving some money. But a lot of times you just can't right now.
It just seems like everything's the perfect storm right now to make it all high. You know, you can sit here and you can talk about because people, you know, talked about Ukraine and in the war over there. And it seems like we are stuck in a place where buckle in.
Yeah.
You're about to pay.
Yep. Yep. Now, you also brought up the issue of flight cancellations.
Yes.
And, you know, we see headlines like this all the time. And I'm sure
Of it was weather.
Some
of it was weather. To be fair, some of it was.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was they said on bad weather, at least on Delta's end, bad weather, and then also, quote, air traffic control actions that took place on Friday.
So I feel like we as Americans love news stories about air travel. Like if there's any sort of air disaster, it's always front page news. If there's any sort of cancellations or an issue with an airline, like that's always front page news. And the reality is things go on in a lot of other areas of life that we ignore. And the reason I bring that up is over COVID, we heard about a lot of flight issues and flight delays and flight cancellations. And one time I looked up, I said, okay, I really want to know what's the actual rate. And I went and looked at the data. And actually, I think this was during 2020, there was actually less cancellations and delays than there was the year prior to COVID. So some of that is a false narrative where you hear thousands of flights canceled. But look, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of flights out of every airport all over this country all the time. So you go, okay, is this headline about Southwest canceling another 1,000 flights? Like, is that actually like a new thing? Is that actually like putting the rate of canceled flights from 5% to 20%? Well, no, it's putting it from 5% to 6%. And 2 years ago, it was 7%.
Well, so it says Delta here canceled 121 flights on Monday, representing 4%.
Sure.
American Airlines canceled 117. That was 3%.
Yeah, 3%.
So it goes in line with those numbers that you were talking about.
And that's a big deal. But that means that if you fly a Delta flight, if you book a Delta flight for later this summer and everything goes wrong, they have another terrible weekend like they're having this weekend, you still have a 97% chance of making it home just fine because you're not in the 3% that got canceled. And that's on a terrible weekend. Most weekends, it's much lower than that.
And you were talking about just how, like, it's all like this. It's almost like, now I'm going to sound like Paul Douglas, the modeling, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you're trying to predict, like, and it's very hard to kind of gauge that right now because everything's so volatile.
Yeah, because airlines have to decide what routes they want to fly months and months and maybe a year or more in advance. So, you know, Delta Airlines is right now setting their schedule for, I don't know, November or January or something, and they don't know if there's going to be another COVID surge. So they have to just guess, you know, is there going to be an appetite for travel? What are gas prices going to be? Where is COVID going to be? And they just have to set a schedule and start selling tickets. And, you know, over the last few decades, they've been pretty successful. You can set that schedule and be pretty confident that people are going to buy those tickets. But right now, for a number of different reasons, including COVID and war and gas prices, they just don't know what the situation is going to be. So it's really hard to plan that.
And they've already adjusted my flight. Like I got an email a few days ago this past week, and they said, hey, just so you know, your time of your flight's been altered on your return flight. And it's like a difference of like 13 minutes.
Now, here is a tip for you. When you get that email, you know, you probably don't care. Whatever. It's 13 minutes earlier or later. Now, in most cases, what that allows you to do, though, is
negotiate something.
Well, negotiate to a different flight if you'd like. So usually if the airline changes your schedule, you then have the ability to go back and say, oh, you know, thanks for changing me to that flight, but I'd really prefer this other flight that's the next day or earlier that morning or maybe direct instead of running through. And often they will accommodate that. So maybe you didn't book the direct because it was too expensive. They change your flight and you go, well, can you get me on the direct? And sometimes you can do that.
Yeah, all my stuff's direct.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be able to negotiate.
Well, then go
that.
The next day. I mean, say you wanted to get one extra day, you might be able to get that extra day for free.
Yeah, I don't want to stay in Vegas another day. I'm saying that right now. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And look, the Minnesota Twins, they did lose today in Detroit to kick off that series. But the real bummer for Twins fans, I'll explain and discuss it next year. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jorah. Paul and Jorah off. Henry Lake filling in for them. Hope that everybody is out there enjoying some good barbecue, burgers, brats, whatever you want to eat on Memorial Day. I don't know what your plate looks like, DJ, but my plate is going to be a salad. I didn't eat that well on Saturday. I felt guilty yesterday. I went to the gym, and I was like sweating, lifting, running. Got on a stair climber. Got in a sauna for 20 minutes. I needed a good sweat. So now I'm feeling good. I feel much lighter. I feel like I actually burned some calories yesterday. So I will not be stopping by my aunts or my friends to go grab a plate. I will be relaxing with this leftover salad from Redstone. I went to Redstone yesterday, grabbed me a salad. And yeah, so I'll be eating it. Because remember now, I'm going to feel good about the balance in my life when I eat my Sebastian Joe's later this evening.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Like,
okay.
I can treat myself knowing that I had the salad.
Cut out the brat or two and then...
Yeah, and I also did fish. So I baked some fish yesterday. So yeah, you know.
That's good.
Have a nice, healthy, balanced meal from yesterday. All right, so Twins baseball. Unfortunately, not a fun day at the ballpark in Detroit today. Twins fall to the Detroit Tigers 7-5. But the number one thing that Twins fans have been dealing with for the last 24 hours is freaking out about Royce Lewis. Okay. Royce Lewis getting injured yesterday, and he's the team's top prospect, in yesterday's victory over the Kansas City Royals to get that series split with the Royals. He, I guess how would you describe it? He did kind of a Byron Buxton. He crashed into the wall, right? Like, we know that Byron Buxton, typically, the way that he plays a game is, I don't want to say that he's reckless. He just goes all out. He's not trying to injure himself, clearly. He is just trying to make every single play. And so Royce Lewis goes to the wall yesterday, makes a phenomenal catch, crashes into the wall. Okay, gets the out, spectacular play, but he comes up gimpy. He stayed in the game for another, out or two, and then he was taken out of the ball game. They're calling it a bone bruise on his right knee, of which that is the same knee in which he tore his ACL a couple of years ago. So that's the reason when he went down, and he was injured, and he came out of the game. All the Twins fans out there in Twins territory were freaking out. They're like, okay, this is not good. This is worst-case scenario. We could all breathe a sigh of relief because the MRI imaging at this particular point says it's just a bruise, okay? And they're going to wait for the swelling to go down. He's been placed on the injured list. But this is the deal. One thing I don't want fans to do is get overly emotional. Because what took place yesterday was a lot of second guessing. And the second guessing was this. The second guessing was, remember how when he was playing out of his mind and then they sent him to St. Paul and everybody's upset and they're ticked off and they're like, you should have kept him up. You keep him up with the big, you make a room for him. He can play anywhere. Put him at third. Put him at second. Put him in the outfield. Put him wherever, right? When we all know he's a shortstop. And right now, who's the shortstop for the Minnesota Twins? Carlos Correa, right? He's the shortstop that you brought in. Well, you send him to St. Paul. He continues to rake. You bring him back. And then you put him in center field yesterday. He gets injured. And now everybody's flipping it and saying, well, see, this is the reason why we never should have moved him out of shortstop. Twins fans, please don't do that to yourselves. You're going to twist yourself into way too many knots. Don't be a pretzel. I'm dead serious. Because if you're going to do that, you're going to be stressed 24-7. So I just want Twins fans to take a deep breath and then exhale, relax. Knock on wood, he'll be back here hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and all will be right in the world. But all of this, we're hyperventilating about, you know, St. Paul and here and what position. He is the long-term shortstop for the Minnesota Twins. Mm-hmm. And that's how you need to view it. So stop rushing all of this. He's got to play 50 million positions just to get him on the field. His time's going to come. Mm-hmm. This is not now. That's how I look at it.
Henry, just before we break for Maxi here, there is some severe weather moving into the state. It's at the moment... much of the state, not including Hennepin County, but some of the other seven county area, is in a tornado watch. Okay. And then there's a couple tornado warnings, one in the Marshall area, one in the Alexandria area. So still a few hours away, but our newsroom and Paul Douglas will be tracking that, and we'll give you more updates as we go along this afternoon.
Absolutely. Stay tuned to us here for all of the weather updates and all of that. We'll have to monitor that here the entire rest of the evening. All right, we will take a break now. We'll take another look at weather, and then also we'll check in with Maxie. Mike Max, what does he make of the Royce Lewis situation in Minnesota Twins baseball? We'll do that next year. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor. No Paul, no Jor. Henry Lake in for them both. But Mike Max, he's here. Mike Max Sports is brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, how's your holiday going, man?
Well, it's it's okay. It's just another work day, but the Twins didn't brighten it for anything. They didn't help our picnic. I was just walking outside. Holy cow, is it windy?
Yeah, it is windy. Yeah. When I parked my vehicle today, I was like, whoa, I almost got blown away on the street.
Yeah, man, hang on to whatever you got because there were things flying. There were a couple dead birds in the sidewalk. I don't know, they flew into the windows, I guess, and it was just I'm going, man, I hope people aren't on the lake today because that would blow them away. And, of course, the weather that's coming this way, if it's in Wilmer, could get here. That could be an interesting night for us as well.
I know that you like to work on, guys like us, we work Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
And even sometimes on weekends. But perfect opportunity to sit down at a picnic on a day like today where we think about those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
Oh, boy.
What's on your plate?
I think a lot about the stories that we never hear, the people that go over there that bring them with them back. I was at a deal last week it's called Every Third Saturday, and they built this building for veterans and many that suffer from PTSD, and it's a place they can get clothing and training so they can reinsert themselves into the workforce. And so I was there for this great big get together, and you see all these veterans, and some of them just, they have issues reestablishing themselves in a normal way back in society. And you think, man, what you went through compared to what I've gone through in my life is nothing because you went through something and you took it with you from either Iraq or Iran, wherever it was that you served. Afghanistan, whatever it was, something had an impact on you that you have to manage for the rest of your life, and you just think, wow. And that's just the stuff that we see, Henry. You know, that's what I always say. That's just the stuff that we see. What caused it, all those things we never see.
Yeah, no, but I mean, actually, which you're 100% correct. No, actually, what's on your plate?
On my plate?
Yeah, what's actually like me, you,
yeah,
me,
no,
you, DJ, right. Laura Oaks, we're all sitting around and somebody's grilling or whatever. What's on Maxie's plate?
I would cook chicken breast because that's what I love
Ooh,
to
okay.
eat. And I'd have a chicken breast and a hot dog. So
okay.
What I do, Henry, in my mind,
I got
and I know everybody's got their own way of dealing with life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do this. If I don't have a side on my grill, then I can have a hot dog, okay? So, because I'm not making beans or coleslaw or anything like that, so
okay.
I just replace that because I like hot dogs, but I want to justify it, you know? So I justify it by saying I'm going to have the main thing. That's either the chicken breast or the burger, probably the chicken breast with some mushrooms on it. And then a hot dog will take the place of my side order, but I love hot dogs on the grill, and this way I don't feel guilty about it.
I'll tell you this. I felt guilty yesterday.
What'd you do?
Well, because Saturday I had something I hadn't had in a long, long time. I had a pizza from Rocky Rococo.
Mm. Oh, and so, not a Rocky Rococo.
Rocky Rococo, like old school. That was
that
the
is
very
sick, man.
I remember Rocky Rococo when it was in downtown Minneapolis on Nicollet.
Right.
That was the very first place I ever had a job. Very first job I ever had was at Rocky Rococo downtown Minneapolis. Anyway, so I went to the Rocky Rococo out in Brooklyn Park.
Where is it in Brooklyn? The only one I could remember was on 55 was the last one that I saw.
It's off of Brooklyn Boulevard.
There's one off of Brooklyn Boulevard.
Yeah, it's right past, what would that be? Would that be Park Center High School? Right past.
Right in that area. There's a Rocky Rococo there, huh?
Yeah, it's right across from that Bolero. Yep.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
So,
I know where you mean. Yeah, absolutely. So that's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still up and running. And so I went there. I grabbed a pizza, right?
Yeah.
So I'm eating like a pig on Saturday night. So then I had remorse, and I'm like, No. I got to go where me and Maxie always go. I got to go to Lifetime tomorrow. So yesterday after the Twins game, I went to the location out in Minnetonka.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I got after it, man. I went in the sauna for about a good 20 minutes after that.
Yes.
I sweat it all out. And then after that, you know what I had for dinner because I felt guilty about the pizza the day before?
Yeah.
I grabbed a salad from Redstone.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. And so now I feel better about my life. Now, I will say,
that's fair, right? I mean, if you're going to have pizza, you work out, have salad. I mean,
of course.
You don't have to apologize for that.
And I'll say this. I did go, and I didn't eat it yet. I'm going to eat it tonight, but I grabbed me a pint of ice cream from Sebastian Joe's.
Yeah.
That's my favorite place. And this is how I'm going to justify it, because you talked about justifying it. You only live once.
When in doubt, you just say, I only live once, and who knows? This could be my. Because I did that. I seldomly buy ice cream, and I bought chocolate chip ice cream Saturday night. And the reason was, there really wasn't any reason. I just had chocolate chip.
Because you just wanted chocolate chip
ice cream. Because I wanted chocolate chip ice cream. I couldn't even come up with a rationalization. I just bought it and ate it, you know?
Hey, before I had you on, this is the last thing I want to ask you about, Maxie, is I just want Twins territory and the fans to just kind of take a deep breath about Royce Lewis. It sounds like, you know, knock on wood, they averted, you know, a disastrous injury, that it's a bone bruise from what they can tell right now. But I feel like Twins fans have been super emotional the last week and a half with him going back to St. Paul and, you know, wanting him here, and then he gets here, and then he's in center field, and then he gets injured and all that stuff. Where are you at with all of this, the Royce Lewis conversation?
I just think it's so ironic that he gets hurt, and then we find out Carlos Correa just went on the COVID list. I mean, he could have played 10 straight days at shortstop, you know, and Correa, now he won't be available for Toronto for sure. So he's going to miss at least this week. Now Lewis is out. Nick Gordon can go back to shortstop. Longo can play second. But it's just been the craziest roster makeup I've ever seen, you know, in terms of up and down. And Sonny Gray's on the trip, but they haven't really declared whether or not he's healthy or not. So Royce will be fine in time. Just let him, you know, let him get himself back to where they need him. But, I mean, I have never seen so many transactions, and you got guys coming up that, for the ones that aren't vaccinated, and you know, I if they can get through this week and win enough games, they didn't win today, obviously 7-5 the final, then they're destined for something good, because they've survived just about as much as they can survive.
I'm with you. Hey, Max, man, always a pleasure, my man.
You too. Be good, Henry. Happy Memorial Day.
All right, take care. Likewise. Same to Mike, Max. All right, coming up next, we got one more hour. Stay tuned for the latest from CBS News and the WCCO Newsroom. Next year, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.